Earlier this week, Governor Walker announced $400,000 in new grants through the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs that are targeted to helping veterans start and run their own businesses.
One nonprofit group, Bunker Labs Madison, received more than half of the funding that was announced. We invited their director and two of their entrepreneurs to join us. I talked first with Michael Ertmer from Bunker Labs. Michael, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having us and your interest in Bunker Labs.
Well, tell us, what are some of the obstacles to veterans, you know, coming out of the service and wanting to start their own business?
Sure. Thanks for the question. So there are 200,000 veterans that transition from active duty to the economy every year and will for the next several years. So one of the challenges a lot of them have, in fact, a few that you'll speak with today, but coming off active duty, like I'm a Wisconsin native. I actually had an ROTC scholarship, then was on active duty. But like a lot of people, you live in a lot of different places or you move away. And I was kind of the last person that thought I'd ever move back to Wisconsin. So I'm glad I did. But it's a another case of I was away from Wisconsin for 15 years before I moved back.
And so that network isn't going to be there.
Absolutely. So and even when people are deployed as guard or reservists and they deploy for 6 or 12 or 18 months, everybody's life kind of continues and business continues and their professional networks evolve and shift. And so even if they come back to the same position in the same city, your network has changed. So it's good to have or if you're moving back to a city you haven't lived in for several years or a state you haven't lived in for several years, it's important to have a professional network to plug back into to accelerate those connections.
A banker, a venture capitalist, looking at a resume, do they register veteran as a promising entrepreneur they want to support?
Excellent question, and there's no simple answer to that. So a lot of, I think the straight answer is veterans tend to hire more veterans and get it. There are kind of a lot of prevailing media narratives or perceptions out there about the military, specifically that we've come from a very hierarchical bureaucracy. And we're used to taking orders. Well, candidly, it's the opposite is more true than not, where more often than not, junior non-commissioned officers and officers are given assigned a mission, but they're not over-resourced to accomplish that mission. So in a lot of ways, they have to
think innovatively.
Exactly.
Interesting.
They have to do more with less. They have to solve the mission regardless of how little resources and people they might have to accomplish the mission. And if you look at the current generation of veterans who are deployed doing arguably, you know, economic development or, you know, country building, however you want to characterize those duties, they're trying to help foster economic activity and fight a war. It's like I can't imagine anything more fundamentally entrepreneurial than taking on challenges like that.
So with all that in mind, what kind of things, what kind of services does Bunker Labs provide to help make that connection?
Sure. So the focus of what we do is to help military veterans start and grow their businesses. My background is, I call myself recovering engineer, so recovering from the stereotype, but my whole background had always been product development and business development. So we focus on access to mentors, access to investment capital, and most importantly, getting that first paying customer. In my experience, capital follows good ideas and successful businesses. So regardless of what you need to do to get out there and get the minimum viable product in front of people and get it used, and the rest of it can be straightforward and following it. But even those vets that come back and start a company and have a great product idea and maybe have some sales, they may not be very experienced with raising capital beyond their friends and family. So that's something I have personal experience with. But more importantly, we've got a network of people that either do that for a living or can help coach them up very quickly. And the nature of being vets is we all have a very, you know, kind of unique shared experience where, you know, it's half a sibling rivalry of Army versus Navy versus Chair Force versus the Marines.
Air Force, I think you were saying.
Oh, sure. That too. Yeah, that's for Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll like that joke. But yeah, regardless of what service they're in, there's kind of a unique shared experience and there's instant authenticity and credibility where regardless of what rank you were when you're in the military, that shared experience gets right to candor. There's, you know, it's kind of a unique relationship in business that's hard to replicate.
We'll meet a couple participants in just a few minutes, but can you talk about the range of businesses people who've been through Bunker Labs have gotten involved in?
Sure. Well, we're still very much a startup helping startups. Mm-hmm. So nationally, we were founded in 2014 in Chicago. We're already in 14 cities. So Wisconsin, we've had the advantage of both the previous administration and certainly the Walker administration has been very eager and aggressive supporters of all things veterans and certainly veteran entrepreneurs. So dating back to some of the early programs that several of us were involved with was Techstars. So Techstars is one of the nationally better known brands of a startup accelerator. So they're a lot like Generator is kind of the Wisconsin version. Very similar model, very similar approach, kind of a 90-day charm school for startups. So with that as kind of the accelerator model, one of the national programs, almost 30% of the attendees in 2013 were from Wisconsin. And that was a result of support on both sides of the aisle, programs through Commerce and continued through in WDC, supporting veteran entrepreneurs. That's now kind of being accelerated with this Department of Veteran Affairs grant, but a lot of the support has been here in different piecemeal programs along the way.
And what does the state as a whole get out of supporting programs like this and training these veterans to become entrepreneurs?
So aside from the obvious opportunities, it's straightforward public policy, right? It's veterans and entrepreneurs, so it's very easy for elected officials to get behind. I think candidly for WDC and other economic development groups, it's an easier target or lever to pull than they have otherwise, because it's very challenging economic development on the economic development side to go out and just wave a magic wand and get more early stage and risk and investment capital, because entrepreneurs are at lots of different stages and there's no one place you can go to generally connect with them. It's kind of tribal by local regions or by cities. We actually have a network that now can, you know, it's fast, it's growing, it's national, it works between cities. But for Wisconsin, it helps connect these groups locally that otherwise wouldn't be connected.
Michael, thanks a lot for telling us about the program, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for your interest in Bunker Labs.
That's Michael Ertmer, Executive Director of Bunker Labs Madison. That's a nonprofit agency that supports veterans in their entrepreneurial efforts, and they're the largest recipient of newly announced grants through the Wisconsin Department of Veteran Affairs. We also talked to a couple of the veterans who are getting help as entrepreneurs from Bunker Labs. Brandon Shields spent 6.5 years in the Marine Corps, leaving the service as a captain. He's a second-year MBA student at UW-Madison. And we spoke with Air Force veteran Chris Johnson, commercial pilot, certified flight instructor with a PhD in industrial systems engineering from UW-Madison.
Chris, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And Brandon, thanks for coming up.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to hear about briefly about your military background, and then we'll get into the businesses that you are working to start up. Let's start with you, Chris.
Absolutely. I'm an Air Force veteran. I'll just go ahead and say that Mike likes to give me a hard time.
Not the chair force.
He says it's a lot like the military, but more like an airline. So I was enlisted for 5 years, and then I would transitioned to the National Guard where I pursued school for 6 years, went to school for way too long, and then ended up starting a company focused on aerospace technologies after finishing my PhD here at UW-Madison.
And then Brandon, now your background.
So I did my undergrad education at Bates College in Lewiston, Maine, and after that I joined the United States Marine Corps, where I was active duty for 6.5 years. Combat deployment to Afghanistan as a police advisor, and when my son was born, it was time to get out and go back to school. So that's how I ended up at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, where I'm pursuing an MBA focusing on marketing.
And then let's get into your businesses. Brandon, you're in an earlier stage, I understand. What are you working toward?
Correct. So right now I'm in a concept stage, and I'm pursuing a couple classes at the university to really help me build my idea into a business. But the idea is that we pair students within the university who are interested in babysitting with parents, faculty, and staff in the university who need babysitters. So we leverage the network of being a badger to provide a trusting sort of service where parents can hire sitters at an affordable rate, and students have employment opportunities. Because, you know, as a single father, I'm laying in bed at night wondering who's going to watch my kid and how can I trust them. And that's where this idea came from.
And then what are you going to get out of working with Bunker Labs?
So Bunker Labs is really helping to provide additional mentorship and access to resources. I met Mike in 2015 when Bunker Labs was first launching in Wisconsin, and I wanted to form a way to really make student veterans and the entrepreneurship community get together. So I wanted to pair my veterans at the student or my student veteran club at UW with Mike and his resources to really form that network.
And then, Chris, talk more about your business's pilot training.
Yeah, so I originally started my business in 2011 to commercialize some of the products of my research at the university here in Madison, which is now an FAA Center of Excellence for Research. And we develop software products for training, simulation, and compliance in the aerospace industry. And lately, I've been actually working in unmanned aerial systems, so working on a new application that manages everything in compliance for drones, training drone pilots, allowing them to plan flights and manage risk, and then the data management is a real big emerging problem that we're focused on, and plugging in data science and analytics technologies, so it's sort of an end-to-end platform. So that's a new product that we pitched to Bunker, and we got into the program.
And then how are they gonna? How are you hoping they can help you make that a reality?
So they have great educational speakers on the days that we meet, mentorship, resources, and peer-to-peer networking is actually really strong. I actually met Mike many years ago, and what kind of led him down the road of veteran entrepreneurship, mentorship, and accelerators was that program he was talking about. He was the director, and I was the manager of that Patriot Boot Camp hosted by Techstars. And so he went down the pathway of Barker Labs, and here he is. And I continued growing my business into the drone industry, and it's been a great thing.
So let's talk about veterans as entrepreneurs. Brandon, what do you think about your background as a veteran that maybe gives you the skills to be a successful entrepreneur?
I think being in the military, you're not risk averse. You know, when you're used to having bullets flying by your head, then it makes it a little easier to jump into launching a new business because you're not as afraid of failure because the situations that you faced before were, you know, a bit more dramatic than losing a couple thousand dollars on trying an early stage business.
And Chris, for veterans out there who have been maybe thinking about taking the plunge, what would you say to them?
Well, I mean, just pursue something that you can eat, sleep, and breathe, and keep getting up when you fail, because perseverance is one of the number one traits that I would see among military entrepreneurs that makes them positioned for success.
And how about you, Brandon? Are people looking at your military background and thinking, yeah, this guy's going to be a good entrepreneur?
I think it has definitely helped me when it comes to connecting with people and finding people to support my business and my business ideas. But the way I see military veterans and entrepreneurship is that after World War II, people came home, used their GI Bill, got an education, or launched businesses. And I think there's an opportunity for this generation to do the same thing.
Well, good luck to both of you in your own business endeavors. Brandon, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Chris, thanks to you as well.
Thanks again for having me.
We were just talking to Chris Johnson and Brandon Shields. They're entrepreneurs getting support from Bunker Labs. Earlier we heard from Michael Ertmer from Bunker Labs Madison. You can learn more about the services they offer on the Central Time Facebook page.